May 4, 1925, continuation of the previous chapter. The mission of the divine will reproduces on earth the image of the Most Holy Trinity. After writing what is written above, I began to do the adoration to my crucified Jesus, fusing all of myself in his most holy will. And my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior, and placing his most holy will close to mine, all tenderness, told me, "My daughter, did you write everything on the mission of my will?" And I, single quote, "Why yes, yes, I wrote everything." And he, again, "What if I told you that you did not write everything? Rather, you have left out the most essential thing. So, continue to write, and it, the mission of my will conceal the most holy Trinity upon earth. Just as in heaven there are the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, inseparable but distinct among themselves, who form all the beatitude of heaven, in the same way, on earth there will be three persons who, because of their missions, will be distinct and inseparable among themselves: the Virgin, with her maternity which conceals the paternity of the Celestial Father and encloses his power in order to fulfill her mission of Mother of the Eternal Word and Co-Redemptrix of mankind; my humanity, for the mission of Redeemer, which was enclosed in the divinity of the Word, without ever separating from the Father and from the Holy Spirit, in order to manifest my celestial wisdom, adding the bond of becoming inseparable from my Mama; and you, for the mission of my will, as the Holy Spirit will display his love in you, manifesting to you his secrets, the prodigies of my will, the goods it contains, in order to make happy those who will give themselves to knowing how much good the Supreme Will contains, to love it and to let it reign in their midst, offering their souls to let it dwell within their hearts, that it may be able to form its life in them. And the bond of inseparability will be added between you, the Mother and the Eternal Word. These three missions are distinct and inseparable. The first two have prepared the graces, the light, the work, and everything, with unheard of pains, for the third mission of my will, in order to be all fused in it without leaving their office, so as to find rest, because my will alone is celestial rest. These two missions will be repeated, because their exuberance of grace, of light, of knowledge, is so great that all human generations can be filled with them. Even more, they will not be able to contain all the good which they contain. These two missions are symbolized by the sun, since, in creating it, I filled it with so much light and heat, that all human generations can enjoy it in superabundance. Nor did I take into account that, since in the beginning of creation there were only Adam and Eve on earth, I could have placed in the sun enough light as to be sufficient only for the two of them, making it then grow, in proportion to the growth of the human generations. No. No, I made the sun full of light, just as it is now, and will be. For the decorum and the honor of our power, wisdom and love, our works are always made with the fullness of all the good which they contain. Nor are they subject to increase or decrease. So I did with the sun, I centralized in it all the light which it was to serve, up to the last man. But how much good does the sun not do to the earth? What glory does it not give to its Creator, with its mute light? I can say that, for the immense good it does to the earth, with its mute language, the sun glorifies me and makes me known more than all other things together. And this, because it is full in its light, and stable in its course. When I looked at the sun, which, with so much light, only Adam and Eve could enjoy, I also looked at all the living. And in seeing that that light was to serve all, my paternal goodness exulted with joy, and I remained glorified in my works. So I did with my dear Mama, I filled her with so much grace, that she can give graces to all without ever exhausting even one of them. So I did with my humanity, there is no good which it does not possess, and the very divinity, to be able to give it to whomever wants it. So I did with you, I enclosed in you my will, and with it I enclosed myself. I enclosed in you its knowledges, its secrets, its light. I filled your soul up to the brim. So much so, that what you write is nothing other than the outpouring of what you contain of my will. And even though it now serves you alone, and a few glimmers of light serve some other souls, I am content, because being light, it will make its way by itself, more than a second sun, in order to illuminate the human generations and to bring about the fulfillment of our works, that our will be known and loved, and that it reign as life within the creatures. This was the purpose of creation, this was its beginning, this will be its means and end. Therefore, be attentive, because this is about rescuing that eternal will which, with so much love, wants to dwell in the creatures. But it wants to be known, it does not want to be like a stranger. Rather, it wants to give out its goods and become life of each one, but it wants its rights whole, its place of honor. It wants the human will to be banished, the only enemy for it, and for man. The mission of my will was the purpose of the creation of man. My divinity did not depart from heaven, from its throne. My will, instead, not only departed, but descended into all created things and formed its life in them. However, while all things recognized me, and I dwell in them with majesty and decorum, man alone drove me away. But I want to conquer him and win him. And this is why my mission is not finished. So I called you, entrusting to you my own mission, that you may place the one who drove me away on the lap of my will, and everything may return to me, in my will. Therefore, do not be surprised at the great and marvelous things I may tell you for the sake of this mission, or at the many graces I may give you. Because this is not about making a saint, but about saving the generations. This is about rescuing a divine will, for which everything must return to the beginning, to the origin from which everything came, so that the purpose of my will may have its complete fulfillment.